Epilogue. I'm still here. I have spent the last several years reflecting on my experiences and the wave of misleading and factually false stories portraying me in a way that I myself would have called irresponsible and unacceptable if it had happened to someone else. While I can't turn back the clock and undo the harm that this has caused me personally, I can still try to do good in the world. This journey has been truly life-altering, and as I continue to have a deep sense of patriotism and a desire to give back, I will do so with the knowledge that not only do I have a social responsibility, I have a political one as well. I have learned that when it comes to politics, not knowing is not okay. For many years, I was apolitical. That was a mistake. I now know that is not an option. It's a luxury. And a luxury no one can afford. One's moral values and political beliefs clearly go hand in hand, and for me to have believed otherwise was naive and foolish. I continue working with Dr. Mark Brackett and Dr. Robin Stern, advocating for the importance of teaching social and emotional learning, which empowers people of all ages with the skills to lead a life full of well-being and success. Through SEL, people learn to be strong, kind, caring, and resilient all at the same time. My second subpoena came from the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. The third came from the District of Columbia. I cooperated fully with both. These investigations are still underway. On January 22, 2020, the D.C. Attorney General's office filed suit against the Presidential Inauguration Committee and the Trump International Hotel. The charge was misuse of nonprofit funds, which they'd used to pay outrageous fees to the family's own business. D.C.'s Attorney General Carl Racine stated, "District law requires nonprofits to use their funds for their stated public purpose, not to benefit private individuals or companies." The suit cited emails between me and Rick Gates. The details are stomach-turning. The hotel wanted to charge the Presidential Inauguration Committee $3.6 million for event space, food, and drinks over 8 days. The inaugural event spanned 4 days. The amount of $450,000 per day was significantly more than the Trump Hotel's internal pricing guidelines for use of this event space, per the lawsuit. The filing also said that I met with Donald and Ivanka about the inflated pricing and that the president-elect acknowledged these concerns and directed that Ivanka Trump would handle this issue. And she did, with Rick Gates. The Washington Post reported, "Stephanie Winston Wolkoff, a friend of First Lady Melania Trump, who had previously produced the Met Gala and New York's Fashion Week, expressed alarm, writing that other properties had been offered to the committee at little or no cost. She warned that one of the committee's two planned events at the hotel was for the Trump family, and that, when this is audited, it will become public knowledge. Wolkoff said the meeting space should cost a maximum of $85,000 per day. Even that was pricey compared with offers from other hotels. The Trump Organization called the lawsuit a PR stunt and vigorously denied any wrongdoing. No comment from Team Barrack. But I can say now that my official comment is, you go, Carl Racine." I wish I could say cooperating with three different investigations is empowering. It isn't. It keeps me involved in something I want to have nothing to do with. My family would love for me to wake up one morning and say, "I'm over it, time to move on." So would I, which is why I had to write this book. It has helped me process my feelings and make sense of this tumultuous and defining episode of my life. I had a choice, to let it destroy me or to learn from it. I chose the latter. On February 4th, 2020, my daughter Alexi and I watched the State of the Union address on TV. In the First Lady's box sat talk show host Rush Limbaugh, a bully like Trump, who uses divisive, hateful rhetoric against individuals and groups with less power to claw his way to political and cultural influence. Melania pinned him with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the country's highest honor. She stood there clapping with a smile plastered on her face, going through the motions, advancing the Trump agenda. I should have listened to her when she said, "Why are you trying so hard? Why do you care so much?" She told me in her way that she was not part of the solution, she was part of the problem. Not speaking up and not fighting against the problem is being a part of the problem, and I learned that the hard way. Every person is capable of having the courage to be heard, no matter how uncomfortable it may be. So speak up for what is just and never give up until the truth is revealed. I hope my grandparents would be proud of me today. I'm still here. The woman I once considered my close friend is gone.